a lyrical genius.
Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show.
Brent it is Hesse. The Did You Know Show, yep.
And Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Doing great. It is, there I go, just dropping my phone, making loud noises over here. But anyway, it's a great day. It's Wednesday, halfway through the week. Love a good old Wednesday. So here we go.
Yes, you do. And I know you've got a good fact for us today.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. You do too, so. All right, so we have, let's see, did you know that there are 200 feral cats that roam Disneyland where they help control rodents?
No, I did not know that.
So you'd think maybe so not
that's
feral,
in
you know.
California, right?
That's correct.
I have never.
So you'd think, you know,
is feral 200 cat, feral. Does that mean they're just like wild cats?
Feral means they're fixed.
Yeah, okay.
Feral, they are wild, but I believe they're fixed, correct? Yeah, that's what a feral cat is.
Okay.
And so we have two, I mean, that's the craziest thing. You think, okay, yeah, wild cats, cats that just, you know, found their way over there eating food or garbage or whatever. But no, there's 200 fixed cats that Disney, they actually, like, fix the cats themselves. So here, I'm just going to give you details and stop talking about. So if you spend enough time at Disneyland, you'll actually see them. You can maybe spot them in the bushes near the Jungle Cruise or observing, maybe riding on the tram or something like that. But things are very certain that the amount that you see, there are so many more that are out of sight. There's about 200 of the feral cats that roam this happiest place on Earth, where they actually earn their keep by helping control the rodent population. Though, so they first were seen in Disneyland when it first opened back in 1955, and they actually took up residence, funny enough, in Sleeping Beauty's castle. So that's where all the kitty cats there went and slept, and it soon became evident that actually keeping them around was more of an advantage than trying to kick them off the premises, which was probably almost impossible anyways. So eventually it became a mutual beneficial alliance that Disney actually now has permanent feeding stations for these cats, as well as they take the cats in, they vaccinate them, they neuter and spay the cats so that they can't continue reproducing and like having a whole bunch of babies running around Disneyland. They'll actually just take the cats, get them taken care of, and then let them live there at Disneyland because they keep the rats away, and then they have permanent feeders at the place for them. So if you ever walk around and you see this weird feeder, probably because they're got a cat feeder there for the cats keeping the rats away.
I guess they're just like, it's better to have wild cats running around than wild mice. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm actually probably going to do this when I get home. I didn't know this, but obviously the rides and stuff are the biggest attraction of Disney. But you can go to websites, Instagram, and YouTube and see videos all over the place specifically about the Disneyland cats because they're out there doing their thing. So that's pretty cool.
People say Disneyland's magical, so maybe even the wild animals there are magical.
Sure enough.
Well, here's what I got today. We're talking about road signs in different countries. So, you know, in the United States, we've got, especially here in the Midwest, we've got common deer crossing road signs, things like that, about, you know, things that you might encounter out in the roadways, things like that. But Iceland has the most interesting road signs in the world.
All right, well, tell me them.
So, a few of them that are very unique, and really people try to steal a lot of them because of their uniqueness. Images of cars driving into water or bouncing on rough terrain. Iceland also has roadside markers that include crossing divers.
It's crossing with people, divers.
With people wearing snorkels and flippers on a crosswalk to dog hotels. A dog with a roof over its head. They've got one sign that lets people know of nearby hot tubs. It features a head emerging from water with a thermometer next to it, letting people know that it's a public pool, but it's a hot pool as well.
All right. Well, that's good. I guess if you need a hot bath, you know where you can go.
So, yeah, Iceland, very descriptive with their road signs. People are not going to be able to miss what's going on around them in
the country. That's pretty funny right there.
So that's our Did You Know show for you today, learning about the cats at Disneyland, as well as the descriptive road signs in Iceland. Come on back tomorrow for another episode of the Did You Know show.